The Apostle Peter, why was he so successful?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is finishing a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, I believe you're referring to the account in Acts chapter 2, where, as a result of Peter's preaching, thousands were saved. Isn't that what we would have expected anyway?
I want you to think about this question. If we preach the same message Peter did to our Western societies today, would we get the same response? And let's be honest, evangelistic crusades don't get the same results today as they did years ago. In fact, statistics bear out that most of those who go forward at such meetings already have a church background. We only see a few real first-time commitments. Why don't we see thousands being saved in a meeting as in Peter's day? Well, when Peter was preaching to the Jews, or to any audience already familiar with the Jewish beliefs, he was preaching to a creation-based culture. These people understood about the Creator God, they had God's law, so they knew what sin was, for example. But today we have generations that have been taught evolution as fact. They don't understand there's an absolute authority, and by and large, they have no concept of sin. They really need the answers from Genesis before they can understand and respond to the gospel.
Genesis also provides the answer to that age-old question, where did Cain find his wife? If you've ever wondered that for yourself, Ken Ham provides the answer in a free booklet. It's found on our website, answersradio.com. While there, discover more about our new state-of-the-art Creation Museum.